The mall's huge atrium was jam-packed with hundreds of people, dozens of whom had brought their pets. There were dogs of all breeds and sizes, carried in their owners' arms, penned in plush carriers, or tethered at the ends of leashes. Excited barking filled the soaring space, mingled with a buzz of anticipation from the spectators. All eyes, human and canine, were on the raised dais, where a banner declared, "Welcome, Electra, Global Kennel Society Dog Show, 3-time champion." Ben turned to Savannah.
"I thought you didn't approve of fluffing up dogs and forcing them to strut around like beauty pageant contestants."
"I don't," Savannah admitted.
"Animals should be themselves, not glorified wind-up toys. But Electra is different. If she wins a 4th Global Kennel Society show next month, that record will stand forever. Dmitry Trebizhov called her the most perfect canine ever born."
"Who's Dmitry Trebizhov?" asked Griffin without much interest.
She stared at him.
"I can't believe you've never heard of him. He's only the greatest dog trainer and handler in history."
Ben looked around.
"Which one is he?"
"He isn't here. Nobody's seen him in 3 years.
Savannah's face turned tragic.
"Meeting him would be my life's dream. Everything I know about animals comes from his teachings. No one has ever been able to communicate with them better than he can."
"So what made him go from dog-whispering superstar to dog-whispering hermit?" Ben probed.
Savannah's sweeping gesture indicated the hullabaloo in the packed atrium.
"Look around you. This isn't about animals, it's about greed. Mall tours, t-shirts, plush toys. Do you think Electra honestly cares that her paw prints are on cereal boxes? A handler and a dog are like soulmates. It's the purest, most beautiful relationship in the world. That's why Dmitry quit. He coached Electra to her first Best in Show, but then the moneymakers took over. Agents, managers, image consultants. Dmitry dropped out of sight 3 hours later."
"Sounds like a kook to me," was Griffin's opinion.
Luther began to rumble deep in his chest. Savannah stroked him lovingly.
"Ignore him, sweetie," she told the Doberman. "Griffin doesn't know what he's talking about."
A drum roll sounded in the atrium, and pink spotlights began to dance across the empty stage.
"Ladies and gentlemen," came a public address announcement, "our guest of honor has arrived. Put your hands and paws together to welcome the greatest show dog in history, 3-time global winner, the Regal Beagle herself, Electra!"
The ovation was deafening, a mixture of applause, cheers, and excited barking. On a sparkling rhinestone leash, the star herself trotted out into the spotlight. Griffin and Ben exchanged a look of utter bewilderment. After the huge buildup and the worshipful crowd reaction, they had expected a larger-than-life glowing canine beauty to glide in on gossamer wings. But the real Electra was kind of small, nicely groomed, and well-behaved. She was white with attractive black and brown markings, long ears, short fur. Griffin regarded Savannah, whose eyes were riveted to the stage. Behind her, Luther was up on his hind legs, giant paws on her shoulders, staring at Electra with what looked like approval.
"Maybe I'm missing something," Griffin said at last. "But isn't that just a dog?"
"I figured she'd at least be jumping through flaming hula hoops,"
Ben agreed in a whisper. Savannah glared at him.
"I pity poor Ferret Face for having to live with someone so out of touch with the animal kingdom."